the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 284, Roundtable at Avalon Fair. This is Danny Fought. Follow me as I talk to some of the participants and patrons at the fair that won Best New Renaissance Fair in the 2016 Renaissance Festival Awards.
Open the gates! Let the people flood in!
That first song was Avalon by Blackmore's Night from their album Under a Violet Moon. I think that song was conceived long before this fair existed, but I thought it was very appropriate to start off our Avalon roundtable with that song. I want to introduce to you Addie Deshawn. Tell me what your relationship is with this fair.
I'm a co-owner, and it's on my property. We have four owners of the fair.
So are we standing in your backyard pretty much right here?
Yes, this used to be my donkey farm.
This is the most awesome backyard I've ever been in, and an amazing site for a fair.
Thank you.
In fact, I was asked, what should the theme be for this show? And I just looked up and I saw trees, and I said, trees, outdoors, adventure.
Right.
That should be our theme.
So. Right, I think so too.
How are you feeling about this weekend, the second weekend of the 2017 season?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
I want to thank Fair to Midland, who you can hear in the background there. We're going to catch up with them later and learn some more about those guys. They're going to be performing out here today.
This is their third year with us, as it is with Green Man Clan and the Falconer and several of our performers. We like them all.
Well, our next song coming up, Three Pints Gone, was requested by someone else we're going to talk to later today. And this song is Ireland from their album Homebrew.
They say Mother Earth is breathing with each wave that finds a shore. Her soul rises in the evening for to open twilight's door. Her eyes are the stars in heaven, watching o'er us all the while. And her heart, it is in Ireland, deep within the emerald isle.
We are 40 against hundreds, someone else's bloody war, and we know not why we're fighting or what we're dying for. They will storm us in the morning as the sunlight turns the sky. Death is waiting for his dance now. Fate has sentenced us to die.
Ireland, I am coming home. I can see rolling fields green. Your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland.
Oh, the captain, he lay bleeding. I can hear him call to me. These men are yours now for the leading. Show them to their destiny. As I look out all around me, I see the ragged, tired, and worn. I tell them to make ready. We're not waiting for the morn.
Ireland, I am coming home. I can see rolling fields green. Your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland.
Now the fog lies deep and heavy as we face the dark and fear. I can hear the horses breathing as in silence we draw near. There are no words to be spoken, just a look to say goodbye. I draw a breath, the night is broken
as we scream our battle cry. Ireland, I am coming home. I can see your rolling fields green. Your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland. Ireland, I am coming home. I can see rolling fields green. Your fence made of stone. I am reaching out. Won't you take my hand? I'm coming home, Ireland. I'm coming home, Ireland.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
There were where two lofty ships from old England came.
The heart will know, and so sail we.
One was the Prince of Luther and the other Prince of Wales,
sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
Aloft there, aloft, their bully bosun cried,
"Oh, high, blow, blow, and so sail we.
Look ahead, look astern, look to weather and galee,
sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
There's not upon the stern, sir, there's not upon the lee,
blow high, blow, blow, and so sail we.
But there's a lofty ship to windward, and she's sailing fast and free,
sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
Oh, hail her, oh, hail her," their salty captain cried,
"blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
Are you a man of war or a privateer?" cried he,
"sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
No, I'm not a man of war nor a privateer," cried he,
"blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
But I am a salt sea pirate, all a-looking for me fee,
sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
For broadside, a long time they lay,
blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
Till then the Prince of Luther shot that pirate's mast away,
sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
Oh, quarter, oh, quarter, those pirates, they did cry,
blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
But the quarter that they gave them was to sink them in the sea,
sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
And then was a sad sight that grieved my heart full sore. Blow high, blow low, and so sail we to see them pirates drowning as they tried to swim ashore. Sailing down along the coast of High Barbary. There were two lofty ships from old England came.
Blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
One was the Prince of Luther and the other Prince of Wales.
Sailing along the coast of High Barbary.
That was High Barbary from the Pirates Royale from their album Tales of the Brigantine. This is Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. As always, I be your tour guide on this journey, Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com. As Pirate Festival season is in progress, you may find yourself looking for some new accoutrements. So head over to PirateDirectory.com for all your pirate needs. From garb, equipment, to even crew, that's PirateDirectory.com. On Father's Day weekend, June 17th and 18th, head over to the Northern California Pirate Festival in Vallejo, California. In my opinion, the best pirate festival I've ever been to. The Merry Wives of Windsor, Skip Henderson, O'Craven, the Sea Dogs, and the Pirates Trousers will all be performing. And you can find yours truly walking the lanes listening to the music. Today's lesson is a retort. In this age, we see and participate in many an argument. If it is getting too heated, use not so hot, which means calm down or not so harsh. For example, not so hot, Jeffries. There be ladies present. Now, if you have a need for nothing but pirate music, head over to scoundrelsin.com, where we broadcast a live radio show online every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central. And now, from their album Refit, here are Pride of Bedlam with Spanish Ladies.
Special thanks to honorary minion Jesse Linder for supporting our show. You can find more about Jesse Linder on Facebook or at cdbaby.com.
Yes, sailor lads, come lend an ear and listen to me song. It's of a trick was played on me, and it won't detain you long. I came home from sea the other day, and a girl I chanced to meet, and she's asked me up along with her to dance on Patrick Street. Says I, me pretty fair maid, I cannot dance too well. Besides, I'm bound for Newry Town, where my parents, they do dwell. I've been at sea these last few years, and I've saved up £50, and me parents are expecting me tonight in Newry Town. Well, since you cannot dance too well, then you shall have a treat. You can have a glass of brandy and something nice to eat. At 9 o'clock this evening, I'll send you on your way. But don't forget to call on me if you should choose to stay. We had not been long in the room when whiskey it came in. And when everyone had had their fill, the dancing did begin. Me and my love, we danced around all to a merry tune, while the other couples did the double shuffle round the room. When dancing it was over, for bed we did prepare. And after that I fell asleep, the truth I do declare. But when I awoke, me clothes and all me £50 had fled. And there was I, meself alone, stark naked lying in bed. Oh no! In gazing all around the room, nothing did I espy, but a woman's skirt and jumper at the foot of the bed did lie. I wrung me hands and tore me hair, crying, oh, what will I do? Oh, fare thee well, sweet Newry Town, I'm sure I'll ne'er see you. When nighttime it had come again, and daylight was away, I put on that skirt and jumper, and I set out for the quay. I snuck on board, and to my surprise, guess what did I see? But each and every sailor there was dressed up just like me. It seems the crew upon the ship fell into my same mess, and we had no choice but to set sail with everyone wearing a dress. So at every port we claim that this is what Scots have always worn. So I tell you true, and now you know, it's how the kilt was born. So I tell you true, and now you know, it's how the kilt was born.
That last song was Patrick Street by Carl Ashe from Songs of the Open Road. You can find out more about him at carlash.com, C-A-R-L-A-S-C-H. Right now, I am sitting here with, why don't you say it, because I love to hear
you. Oh, Professor talk. Brent DeWitt, the Punch and Judy Show here at Avalon Fair.
It is so neat to see the puppet show here at the fair. Tell me more about Punch and Judy.
Well, Punch and Judy dates back over 300 years. 1662, Mr. Samuel Pepys wrote about the show in Covent Garden. It was an Italian show, Punchinello. Punchinello was an Italian folk hero. And over the years, things just kind of stuck around. Then the puppets kind of changed, and they made him into a hand puppet, a glove puppet, and introduced Judy and all the other characters. Into the English version, they shortened the name to Punch. But in German, it's Kasper and Gretchen. In Russian, it's Petrushka. Jan Klaassen and Katrina in the Netherlands. And in America, we're still learning about Punch and Judy.
So that doesn't sound like a Kilgore accent. Where did you pick up that accent from?
Well, I was actually raised at 7 years old by an Irish circus family. And we traveled around. I've been to every state except Alaska, Hawaii, Germany, Switzerland, Ireland, France, Czech Republic, Lithuania. So we're travelers, citizens of the world, I always say.
I saw you with a marionette out at the front gate.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
We were trained marionettes and comedy, all kinds of European comedy. We do the slapstick and the musical in the circus when we were working for circus. I used to make my living on the circus, and Punch and Judy was my side. Well, now Punch and Judy is feeding us, and the circus is our side, but that's okay. We're still in show business. But it's a wonderful show. Politically incorrect, family-friendly, we always say. But the main thing at the end of my show, I always tell everyone, if there's something you like, whether it be a rodeo, eating meat, eating vegetables, make sure everyone knows about it. Because people laugh, these politically correct people, you know, they say, oh, well, they'll never get away with it. You'd be surprised. They'll make sure that their word is always heard and counted. Make sure your vote is also heard and counted, because they can steal the right for you to see things that you and your family enjoy and see nothing wrong with, and they think is incorrect. So make sure, if you like something like a Renaissance fair, make sure you let everyone know how much you enjoy going to the Renaissance fair. Let the town people know that you enjoy coming to their town, spending money in their town, and enjoy the fair. Make sure they know that the fair is bringing something to them.
Sure. Yeah, I never change out of my garb at the end of the day if I have to go run errands or go out to dinner. And I love the looks I get until someone finally asks, what are you doing? Oh, you haven't heard of the fair. Come and see us.
Absolutely. That's the best way. And in 1 year, the Ringling Brothers Circus in Venice, the town was giving them a rough time. So he paid everyone in $2 notes. And all of a sudden, the vendors, the people in town, the petrol company, the restaurants, they're getting all these $2 notes. What are all these $2 notes? Well, they were letting them know that money that we spend in this town stays in this town. You know, we're not just here. We actually spend money in your town. So if you want to get rid of us, you're going to lose out an awful lot.
So why don't you take us into our next song?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The next song is going to be here, the Schulenburn number 2, and it's going to be at www.olgemut.net.
And that's their track of Every Kind of Tree by Volgamut. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All the best.
To see all the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. He was barely a child of 23. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me, he can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. She loved Captain Jack, and his bride she would be. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. They were soon to be wedded, her Jackie and she. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me, he can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. His ship was in need of a captain one day. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. He took charge of the riggings and soon sailed away. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me, he can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. Now 2 years have passed and his ship has returned. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. She went down to the sea for the man she had yearned. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me, he can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. But her Jack was not there when they let down the sail. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. When the crew saw her crying, they told her this tale. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me, he can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea.
It was almost 8 bells when Jack had the watch.
He was spinning and scaling the fish he had caught. When out of the sea there arose such a tune as he had not heard by the light of the moon. He looked out o'er the water, and what saw he there but a beautiful maiden with gold in her hair. She had a gown made of seaweed and a crown on her head. As he stared at the mermaid, she quietly said, I have followed your ship for many a mile. One day the sea reflected your smile. I will give you my kingdom eternally if you'll marry this mermaid who lives in the sea.
Well, Jack fell in love with this beautiful girl. He jumped over the side to the watery swirl. She then took his arm and she led him away. We searched all those waters till on the next day. And we tolled the bell loud and we tolled the bell long. And the looks on our faces were saddened and drawn. When out of the sea Jack arose like a king. And this is the message he begged us to bring. I have long loved a lady who lives on the land. But my life with the mermaid is ever so grand. Won't you go to my lady and ask her for me? May I marry this mermaid who lives in the sea? And this is the tale that she heard from the crew. Her tears, they were many, her choices were few. She went down to the sea, all the ship's bells to ring. And this is the song that she was heard to sing. Captain Jack was a young man when he went to sea. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. He was barely a child of 23. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. Tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea.
You were just listening to Captain Jack and the Mermaid by the Minstrels of Mayhem from their album Rocky Road. I'm Bob Brinkman, and welcome to From the Archives, the segment of the show where we explore music that is either no longer in print, or by artists who are no longer touring, or who are no longer with us. In the case of both of our featured acts this time around, everyone is still with us, but the acts themselves are no longer touring. In the early 1990s, the Minstrels of Mayhem made quite a splash. Jerry Berry and Ty Billings, along with guest musicians such as Jim Hancock and Craig O'Farrington, were all over the festival scene and rapidly became fair favorites. While the Minstrels of Mayhem are no longer touring together, Jerry Berry still tours with the New Minstrel Review, and Ty Billings tours with Celtic Mayhem. You can look for them at festivals around the country, individually or together. Their music is always a pleasure. Also in the early 1990s, a pair of solo musicians got together and formed their own duo that performed from time to time, Keelhauler. Made up of Gibbon the Troubadour and Axel the Sot, Keelhauler took their individual acts and combined them together into a wonderful show of comedy and music. While Gibbon is no longer touring the festival circuit, Axel the Sot certainly is, and the Keelhauler CD can be purchased any place where fine sots are served. We will leave you now with Drink Boys Drink from the Keelhauler's self-titled album. Enjoy.
Well, it's drink, boys, drink. Hey, for the full moon's rolling hot, o'er the plains and drink, boys, drink. And the bloody sky sets a little low, me boys, and the bloody sky sets a little low. And it's a long haul southward bound around the horn toward the Madagascar waters will be bore. And drink, boys, drink. And the salt sea's calling you home again, for the salt sea's calling you home. Hey, now our captain stole out to 20 pounds tomorrow. Drink, boys, drink. For to press those lazy bastards on the shore. Oh, drink, boys, drink. We'll be only one night and we're heading out of port. Oh, drink, boys, drink. And needing 5 hearty men that'll make a loving lot. Oh, drink, boys, drink. Now we've only one more stop. We have to pull at the Cross Meat Tavern. Boys, we'll have us full. And drink, boys, drink. For the salt sea's calling ya home again. For the salt sea's calling ya home.
when I shrink.
Boys drink, but the full moon's rolling hard through all the plains and the rink. Boys drink, too, when the bloody sky sets a little low. Me boys, and the bloody sky sets a little low. And it's a long haul southward bound around the horn toward the Madagascar waters will be born. And drink, boys, drink.
Aye.
For the salt sea's calling ya home again. For the salt sea's calling ya home.
Drink, boys. Arr.
So, you think you want something a little bit different? Why don't you come on over to renbody.com and check out the Renaissance Festival Body Podcast. It's like what you've been listening here, but with a little bit more edge. In our upcoming June show, you'll hear from Axel the Sot, Friar Finnegan, Iris and Rose, Better Than None, among many others. So come on over to renbody.com and check it out.
With Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and then produced me rapier, saying stand and deliver, for he were a bold deceiver.
Muscovy-dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum. Black ball of daddy-o, black ball of daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy.
Muscovy-dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I went up to me chamber, off for to take a slumber, and dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure 'twas no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter.
Muscovy-dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Was early next morning, before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she stole away me rapier. I could not shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken.
Muscovy-dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Save me, 'tis my brother in the army. If I can find his station in Cork or Killarney, if he will go with me, we'll go roving in Kilkenny. He's sure to treat me better than my own sport and Jenny.
Muscovy-dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Muscovy-dum-a-doo-dum-a-dum. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, you just heard the song Whiskey in the Jar by
Fair to Midland.
Us.
By you guys.
Yeah.
What album do we find that song on?
It's on Step It Out.
Step It Out, that's your new one. If I wanted to buy that album, what could I do?
You could go to iTunes, or you can go to Reverb Nation, or you can go to our own website, which is fairtomidland.com. That's fair spelled with an E.
And no apostrophe at the end.
That's
correct.
Right.
And you could come to one of our shows.
And then you could buy it there. a discount.
That's a great idea. Now, by the time you hear this podcast, Avalon Fair will be all done.
No!
No.
We'll be playing at TRF, and we've got some other spots, but they're overseas, so TRF would be the next best bet to see.
Overseas? That's exciting. Where?
We're going to Japan, and we're playing in Yokohama, and we're playing in
Kyoto.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yes! We're going to be international Ren stars!
Well, maybe not stars,
okay.
but
singers.
We'll be singers, yeah.
All right, well, I want to thank you for participating in our Roundtable podcast. Tell me what you like about Avalon. Why do you guys come out here?
I would say of all the fairs we've performed at, this has got the most beautiful grounds and some really wonderful talent here. I really think people should come out and see it.
And the people are so warm and friendly and kind. It is absolutely a lovely experience.
And here's a chance to actually see a real traditional Punch and Judy show, which you don't see much of these days.
So when I ask you what song from your albums you like to play, there was no doubt you right away said it's got to be Whiskey in the Jar. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about why you're excited about that song.
Well, who doesn't like whiskey?
Yeah, especially in the morning.
Hey, did I say that? Jar. Yeah.
Okay.
And whiskey in a jar. Yeah. I mean, you can't beat that.
So tell me about the jar. Are you thinking like a mason jar?
What kind of
jar
maybe at least.
I don't care.
A mason jar.
Any jar.
You know, in all seriousness, a lot of these songs, you know, we're a fairly new act, and a lot of these songs we're performing, and somebody will come up and say, well, do you know Whiskey in a Jar? And I said, well, we don't know that, but we'll come back next week and we'll probably have it. And sometimes it takes us more than a week, but that was one of those songs. A big part of our repertoire are people coming up and suggesting songs for us.
And the funny thing about Whiskey in a Jar is the song actually has nothing to do with whiskey in a jar.
Yeah.
It's just part of the chorus.
Yeah, but it's a great adventure story
about a highway. Yeah, it's a great adventure story, and then there's the fact of whiskey in a jar, and you can't beat that.
And if you can get the audience clapping with you, it's great.
Yeah.
What are we going to do next in the podcast?
Next up will be Moonshiner, performed by Terry Griffith from the album Fair Play, and that's fair spelled with an E.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Can't wait.
And where can we find Terry Griffith? At www.pittsburghirish.org/Griffith with a TH. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're very welcome.
I've been the moonshiner for many's the year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow, set up my still. I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine don't kill me, I'll eat till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country. 10 gallons of wash, I can go on spree. No woman to follow, the world is all mine. I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. Oh moonshine, how I love thee. You killed me, oh father, but dare you kill me. Oh, bless all moonshiners, bless all moonshine. Its breath smells so sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, then just poke my hole. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast.
This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
It was a cold and dreary morning in December.
December.
And all of me money it was spent.
It was spent.
Oh, where it went, oh Lord, I can't remember.
Remember.
So down to the shipping office went.
Went, went.
Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your
take
slack.
A take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave a paw.
Heave about ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn. In that day there was a great demand for sailors.
Hey, sailor.
For the colonies and for Frisco and for France.
Bonjour.
So I stepped aboard a limey boat, the Otspur.
The Otspur.
A paralytical drunk on my advance.
Vance, Vance.
Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave a paw.
About ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn. It was on the quarter deck when first I saw 'em.
Saw 'em.
Such an ugly bunch I'd never seen afore.
We're afore.
Oh, there was bum and stiff from every quarter.
Quarter.
It made me poor old heart feel sick and sore. Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave a paw.
Heave about ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn. There were Russians and Duchy men and Spaniards.
Okay.
And Johnny Carrapos just across from France.
Qua?
Oh, none could hardly speak a word of English.
What?
But answer to the name of Months Advance.
Months Advance!
Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave a paw.
Heave about ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy!
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Oh, I wished I was back in the Jolly Sailor.
Sailor!
Along with Irish Katie drinking beer.
Beer, beer!
It made me think what jolly chaps are sailors.
Sailors!
And with me flipper I wiped away a tear.
Woo-hoo!
Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave a paw.
About ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy!
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn. Well, here we are once more again at sea, boys.
Again?
The same old bloody story over again.
Again, again?
So stamp around the capstan, give a cheer, boys.
Go, Dean!
And sing again this beautiful refrain.
Ah,
Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave a paw.
Heave about ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn. Patty lay back.
Patty lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw.
Heave
about ship station, boys, be handy.
Handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn.
That last song was Patty Lay Back, performed by Bounding Maine from Fish Out of Water. Find out more at www.boundingmaine.com.
I'm here with Judas and Magnolia at Avalon Fair. Tell me how your day was today.
Oh gosh, it was a beautiful day. We've had gorgeous weather. And of course, you know, it's hard to complain when you're with friends and people who feel like family out here among the vendors and other performers. So, lovely, lovely day.
I heard you sing a song,
oh.
And I think maybe our listeners would like to hear some
yes.
of that too. Could you do your song for us and tell us where it comes from?
Absolutely.
Now, Magnolia, before you sing this song, maybe you can tell these listeners a little bit about how it plays into our show.
Oh, yes. So, In one of our shows, we've got multiple shows out here. We've got two escape artist shows. And so one that we do is a show where we tell a story about pirates and Judas. We get him, you know, tied up in all these different restraints, and then we throw him in a crate, the crate on fire. And so that's our fire show. And then our newest, the sword box. So we tell a similar story of Dr. Judas Lynch getting captured by pirates. He's really good at that. And we, you know, get some people from the audience stage to help tie him up. And then we put him in a smaller box, and then we run that box through with swords. And so in all of this, I take on the role of Pirate Queen. So during this adventure that we're having, the Pirate Queen breaks into song about how evil she is. And so, of course, a perfect tune came to Judas's mind by Aurelio Voltaire, one of our favorite musicians. We've seen him live many times, and we've performed at some festivals and venues with him, and just really enjoy the heck out of him. So this song is Because I'm Evil by Aurelio Voltaire. And if you go to our show, this is what you will hear. When the devil is too busy and death's a bit too much, they call on me by name, you see, for my special touch. To the gentlemen I'm a misfortune, to the ladies I'm surprise, but call on me by any name, anyway, it's all the same. I'm the fear that keeps you awake, I'm the shadows on the wall, I'm the monsters they become, I'm the nightmare in your skull. I'm a dagger in your back, another turn upon the rack. I'm the quivering of your heart, a stabbing pain, a sudden start. And it's so easy when you're this is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me, and I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need, while there's children to make sad, or while there's candy to be had, or while there's pockets left to pick, while there's grannies left to trip down the stairs. I'll be there, I'll be waiting every moment. It's a game, I'm glad I'm in it, 'cause there's one board every minute. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me, and I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. And it gets so lonely being evil. What I wouldn't do, see a smile even for a little while, because no one loves you when you're evil. Ha! I'm lying through my teeth. Your tears are all the company I need.
Boy, I can feel the evil. Oh my goodness. You guys picked several of the tracks in this episode. It was kind of your idea to do the Roundtable podcast. So thanks for getting that rolling. But the next one coming up is one of them. And maybe you want to say something about why you like that one.
Oh, so the next song coming up is Hollywood Pirates, performed by Musical Blades. That's from Pieces of Eight and Treasures of Old. You can find out more at www.musicalblades.com. And I believe Magnolia, it was her idea to choose this song.
The first time I heard this song was on the road. I believe I was actually traveling with the Wonder Elixir of Life show. Good friends of ours, Bob and Lynn, who do that brilliant show that we really love. It gives us such a chuckle. And so they were playing a CD, and I heard this really silly song that makes me very happy. And it's called Hollywood Pirate by, of course, Musical Blades. And so I heard it with friends first, and then later got to hear it live. I believe we were at the Central Missouri Renaissance Festival, I think in Kingdom City, Missouri. And we got to see Musical Blades perform it live. And I have to say, I just love the silly nature of this song. And I absolutely recommend it. If I had to choose just one song by Musical Blades, this would be it.
All right, Judas and Magnolia, thank you so much. Tell us where we can find out more about what you guys are up to.
Now, if you want to keep up with us and see all of our escape shows, you can find us at www.judasandmagnolia.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at the same. Just search Judas and Magnolia. There you're going to find a calendar. You'll find images and videos of our show.
I want to be a Hollywood pirate. I want a ship that's just a set. I want a gun that fires like rounds. And I want it all mixed down in THX surround sound.
Sounds double that swings from mast to mast and falls 100 feet without a scratch.
Then the camera slowly pans to a close-up of me.
Standing heroically.
Not really. What? Dude. What?
Come on.
I want to be a Hollywood pirate, see my face on the big screen. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, live my life vicariously. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, go to work and have some fun. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, I want to be a Hollywood pirate. Way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh.
I'm spend weeks training for a choreographed fight, wear authentic clothes and a wig just right.
Make myself look more menacing up on the screen.
Join the ranks of Johnny Depp and Errol Flynn, the guy that plays Sinbad and Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, he played Captain Hook in that Peter Pan movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
I want to be a Hollywood pirate, see my face on the big screen. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, live my life vicariously. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, go to work and have some fun. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, I want to be a Hollywood pirate. Way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh, hee-ho.
Hee-ho, hee-ho! Bad guy to beat during the show.
How about that bad guy, Russell Crowe?
Oh, I want the prettiest girl on screen. Who shall it be?
Who shall it be?
Salma Hayek will have to do for my romantic interlude. With a chemistry mixed in, we'll win.
Up on the screen at the drive-in.
Whoa-ho!
That was nice.
Yeah, they could turn that into a musical or something.
It'll never work.
I want to be a Hollywood pirate, see my face on the big screen. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, live my life vicariously. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, go to work and have some fun. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, I want to be a Hollywood pirate. Way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh, hee-ho, way-oh, hee-ho, way-ho.
Heave-ho! Wanna join the cast in mutiny,
except box office scrutiny. With a parrot on my shoulder and a hook for a hand, sail away with Gina Davis to Cutthroat Island.
Cutthroat Island?
I love that movie. I've got the Blu-ray 3D version.
They didn't even make... Did you make your own?
Yeah.
I want to be a Hollywood pirate, see my face on the big screen. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, live my life vicariously. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, do what those before me did. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, Calico Jack and Captain Kidd. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, big summer movie and an all-star cast. I want to be a Hollywood pirate, Academy Awards can kiss my booty.
I am here today at Avalon Forest Fair with Frankie the Chicken.
Say something.
Frankie's being very quiet. Also, who else do we have?
Elise.
Is this somebody you know?
Yes. Kinesia.
How do you know her? Is she a friend?
She's my cousin.
Oh, okay, cool. So what are you doing today?
We are here to see the performance and see all people that we remember.
Oh, have you been here before?
Yes, sir.
So you must have liked it the first time.
Did.
What do you like that you've seen so far today?
I like Birds of Prey in Vip, his show.
All right, well, we need to let you know that right now the Patreons of the podcast are listening to...
Morning Glory by Pirates for Sale from Dark Side of the Lagoon.
Dark Forest performed by Harpnautic from Harpnautic.
Barney Portmore by Bard McGiddon from Crows and Kings.
Robert Barron performed by... Aurelio Voltaire from the bottom of the sea.
Thank you so much for your help and have a great day today.
All right.
Tell me who we're talking to.
I am Dr. Duncan Crispin, purveyor of the most amazing medical miracle marvel of this or any other age, the wonder elixir of life, and I'm sitting next to...
Oh, and I am his lovely companion, Claire de Luna.
So how is your show going here at Avalon Fair?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's
spectacular.
Doing really well.
Silly question. It always goes amazing.
Miraculous.
But yes, the audience is treating us very well. We like the folks here at Avalon and getting very good response.
So what kind of show is it?
We are, I describe it as Renaissance snake oil. We're based on the mountebanks of the Tudor era.
That's right.
Who did travel around the countries and sell patent medicine and perform and entertain people. I guess the best way to describe it is it's your Renaissance infomercial for the day.
I promised to ask you about where you got that announcer voice from.
Well, I actually have. I've been a DJ for on and off for about 25 years. I've done all sorts of things from events to radio stations to whatever. I've just been all over the place. And, you know, that's just one of the DJ voices. I've got the whole repertoire. The, how you doing, everybody? Podcast sports, how you doing? You know, and all that stuff. And you're listening to The Quiet King, George Strait, on country radio. You know, so there's all kinds of ways we can work with it.
So what do you guys especially like about Avalon Fair?
It's beautiful, has absolutely gorgeous grounds, and the people that come here are wanting to be entertained. They want to see magic. They want me to give them magic, which I can do.
That's true. She not just do the stage show, she does some things in the lanes where she makes magic charms for folks.
For whatever your heart's desire is.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's the only catch. It's free, but you gotta know what that is.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Want to have your say? Go nominate an act or a fair for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Nominations are being taken for the 2017 awards now, with voting to come in the fall. Go on over to renaissancefestivalawards.org now and cast your nomination.
Though my sails be torn and tattered, and my mast be turned about, let the night my soul. Though the stray might sting my eye, and the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light to hold. I will not lie down, this rain or rain. I will not lie down in such a storm. If this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. If the only water left is but salt to wound my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls so steady down. Though night blindness be my gift, and every piece upon my drift, I will thank the fog that shelters me along. I will not lie down, this rain or raging. I will not lie down in such a storm. If this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. There's lost, there's no need for their bones on that blackened bottom. Though death waits to stop the bath, we will not answer to him now. He shall stand to face the morning light without us. I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. If this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. I will not lie down in such a storm. If this night be unrest, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Until I reach another shore.
Well, that was a sailor's prayer performed by the Green Man Clan. In fact, we got the Green Man Clan right here today, all of us sitting around here. It's the end of the day here at the Avalon Fair. The joust is just going on. It's been a wonderful day out here. App's been so nice out. Tell us a little bit about A Sailor's Prayer.
Well, that's from our debut album, We Go to Elevenses. And that's kind of our signature song. Both of us decided we liked that song before we even met each other. It got us both through some difficult times that we had both been through before we met each other. And we discovered that we both liked it. And, of course, once we started performing, that had to be one of our songs that we did.
And now we each have a line from it engraved on the inside of our wedding bands.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is just brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. And now I have to ask the question. The other night at the pub sing, you were doing a song about sneezing and green sleeve sneezing. Is that something you wrote, or what is that exactly? That was very, very funny, very comical.
It's still in your hair.
Christine wrote that one, yeah.
I wrote that as an objection because Danny couldn't get the words right when we were recording Green Sleeves, and so I just kind of ran with it because I figured if he's not going to say it right, he's going to have to say everything different.
I think all of the podcast minions are going to agree with me on this one. Enunciating is hard. Words are hard. And even harder when you're trying to sing a note.
And when you're doing it live, people don't realize how, you know, they on these television shows that they tape, they always say something, oh, they're going to do it live in front of an audience. And you think, we do it live every day. What do you mean?
So it was right at the end of our recording for our album, and she added this one on at the last minute, and I wasn't really keen on it. I didn't think anybody would like it. But, of course, the feedback I've gotten is that that's everyone's favorite track on the album.
It's your mom's favorite.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
She hates the rest of them.
No, I don't think so.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
So we did it in the studio, but then we tried to play it live, and we couldn't get the cues right. We couldn't get the timing right because there's a lot of back and forth between us. Yesterday, we were performing and we didn't have much of an audience, so we thought, all right, we're going to experiment on these poor people, and we tried it and somehow we got it, and then we did it at the pub sing and it went over really well and got a lot of laughs. I'm glad we've added that one to our live repertoire.
It's funny how developing something, you just have to do it a few times and then it all comes out and it all works out. We've had a wonderful time out here at Avalon. We've interviewed so many different people here today. Judas and Magnolia over there, the people with the medicine show, of course, the Punch and Judy man, me, Professor DeWitt, and everyone here. But it's just wonderful that everyone's listening in on this. And we hope they'll come out to see the Avalon Fair because it's a new fair, but it did win Best New Fair, I believe it was last year.
Yeah, for 2016, it just came out that Avalon won Best New Fair. That's pretty cool. And, of course, we had Fair to Midland also.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, everyone there. It's just wonderful.
Now, we also want to mention our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, Kathleen J. Magyar, Mary Voipio, Mary Kathleen Heidenberg, and Stephen Conroy. Thanks so much to our friends. Now, will you let us know how we're doing? You can contact us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com, or you could call or text 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And now we're going to get a little help from one of the lesser-known members of the Green Man Clan, Anna.
You Know Nothing, Jon Snow, performed by Dan the Bard from Cross Genre References. Find out more at www.danthebard.com.
That'll do it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Game of Thrones song, 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 Game of Thrones song.
You Know Nothing, Jon Snow. Snow. You Know Nothing, Jon Snow.
disagree with you, Egret. I really know a bit of stuff I learned at Winterfell, and you can really tell I had a maester and a dad. His death was sad, but they both taught me lots of stuff, though not enough. So here's the scoop, I'm not an incompoop. I know a lot of things, like the line of kings and history, weaponry, geography, but not philosophy. That was too hard for me. I know the stuff you know from living at a castle keep where snow is often falling, and it's really deep, but thanks to crop rotation fertilization, we have food in store for years and years. Not like you wildlings, it must be tiring to always look for food and never exrude. If it's cultural, it might be natural. Anthropologically, I guess it's fine. I'm a fighter, level 3, a ranger, level 4, with 7 ranks in handle animal survival, 6 in ride and climb, and 1 in swim, plus 2 in heraldry and knowledge history. I know about the feudal practice taking hostage foster children, which in retrospect is really not a good idea, and I can read and write and know about 2 distinctly different faiths, having semi-participated in both of them, and I can use all martial weapons and even heavy armor, and I've got 6 skill with the bull weighty here that I shot man's raider, never mind, because you'll be dead by then, and I have weapon focus, bastard sword, plus 8 wild empathy, endurance, dodge, and power attack, and cleave, and precise shot, weapon expertise, armor training, 1 bravery and combat style bow, and hunter's bond, favorite terrain, snow, and I know that you need dragon glass, fire, or valerian steel to kill one of the white walkers, and not just dudes who marry their daughters, and I know that my mom's conflicted about me, and I'm dealing with it, and the only thing I'm not really sure about is whether my men want to kill me, or that they like me, and anything else, I'll just ask Sam.
You know nothing, you know nothing, you know nothing.
Oh, yeah?
You know nothing.
Winter's coming, winter's coming, winter's coming, winter's
fine.
Coming.
You know something, you know something, you know something, you know something.
Thanks.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoyed the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.